Tape script 7.1. The job interview.
Who do you work for now, Nancy?
I work for Intertech Publishing. We publish international business magazines.
I see. And how long have you worked for them?
I've worked there for nearly 5 years. No, exactly 5 years.
And how long have you been in charge of Eastern Europe publications?
For 2 years.
And what did you do before you were at Intertech?
I worked for the BBC World Service.
Tape script 7.2.
As you know, this job is based in Geneva. Have you ever lived abroad before?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have.
And when did you live abroad?
Well, in fact, I was born in Argentina, mm-hmm. and I lived there until I was 11. Also, I lived in Berlin for 1 year when I was working for the BBC.
Well, that's interesting. Have you travelled a lot?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. I've travelled to most countries in South America and many countries in Europe.
Ah.
I've also been to Japan a few times.
Oh, yes. And why did you go to Japan?
It was for Intertech. I went there to interview some Japanese business leaders.
Tape script 7.3. 1.
She was born in Argentina in 1969.
2.
She went to school in Buenos Aires until she was 11.
3.
She studied modern languages and journalism for 3 years at University College, London.
4.
She's worked for Intertech for the last 5 years.
5.
She left the BBC 5 years ago.
6.
She lived in Berlin while she was working for the BBC.
7.
She's been married twice.
8.
She's visited Japan a few times.
9.
She hasn't heard if she got the job at World Watch Europe yet.
Tape script 7.4. It's in the news.
Here are today's news headlines. Convicted murderer Charles Watkins has escaped from Belmarsh Prison in South London. Two Spanish novelists have been awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature. Hurricane Jeffrey has hit the Caribbean, causing widespread damage in Puerto Rico. 2,000 workers from a UK car factory have been laid off due to a slowdown in the economy. Desmond Lewis has been knocked out in the fifth round of his heavyweight championship fight in Las Vegas.
Tape script 7.5. 1.
The murderer Charles Watkins has been recaptured by police.
2.
A Sunny Vacations cruise ship has sunk off the coast of Florida near Miami.
3.
Maria Martin, the famous ex-model, has left £3 million to her pet cat Fluffy.
4.
A priceless Van Gogh painting has been stolen from an art gallery in Madrid.
5.
Floods have killed at least 20 people and 200 more have been left homeless in the West Country.
6.
An 18-year-old student has been elected mayor of a town in California.
7.
Company director Paul Swan has been forced to resign because of a financial scandal.
8.
The world champion runner Ken Quicksilver has failed a drugs test at the Olympic Games and is expected to be disqualified.
Tape script 7.6. The busy life of a retired man.
How long have you been retired now, Grandpa?
Oh, let me see. It's 4 years. Yes, I've been retired nearly 4 years now. I suppose I'm used to it after all this time. But, you know, I worked for Courtauld for over 40 years. Can you believe that? 40 years!
One job for 40 years. Incredible. I remember when you retired and they gave you that gold watch. Do you like being retired? I'd get bored. I'm sure I would. Don't you get bored?
Well, I'm lucky. I've got my health, so I can do a lot. I can get out a lot. I've just taken up golf, you know. It's a wonderful sport for an old man like me, because it's not really a sport at all, at least not the way your grandpa plays it. It's just a good excuse for a walk. And I need an excuse since Rover died. I miss good old Rover. He and I were great friends. But I don't think I want another dog at my age. I go to the golf club twice a week. I've made some good friends there, you know. Have you met Ted and Marjorie? They're my age. They're a lovely couple.
No. I don't think I've met them. But didn't you go on holiday with them?
Yes, that's right. We went to Wales together last Easter. Oh, and we had a lovely time. Lovely time. I do appreciate company since your grandma died. You know, I really miss your grandma. 35 years we were married. 35 years, and still as much in love as the day we met. She was a wonderful lady, your grandma.
Oh, I know that, Grandpa. We all miss her so much. We all loved her so much.
So, I like to keep busy. I've been on all sorts of special holidays, you know. Package holidays for senior citizens, and I've done a bit of...
Well, I know you went to visit Uncle Keith in Australia. And you've just come back from a cruise round the Caribbean. You're so brown.
I know. My word, that was an experience. I loved every minute of it. When you're older, I'll tell you about the American widow I met. Miriam, she was called. Oh, just a baby of 55. But she seemed to like me.
Grandpa!
And, yes, of course, Keith. I saw him 2 years ago. You've not met your Australian cousins yet, have you? Oh, you'd love the baby, Kylie. She's beautiful. Looks just like your grandma. But, you know, I've also been to Spain and Morocco and Turkey. Oh, these package holidays are so good for people like me.
Grandpa, next time, please think of me. Don't you want a companion? Can I come with you? Oh, I'd love a suntan like yours. We never go anywhere interesting.
Oh, Philippa, you know your mum and dad wouldn't let me. Not until you finish your exams. Helen says I'm a bad influence on you.
Well, I think you have more fun than I do. All I have to look forward to is exams and more exams and then years and years of work.
Oh, Philippa, don't wish your life away. Just enjoy it all. You only get one go at it.
Tape script 7.7. 1.
Hello, could I speak to Sam Jackson, please?
I'm afraid Mr. Jackson's in a meeting. It won't be over until 3. Can I take a message?
Yes, please. Could you ask him to phone me? I think he's got my number, but I'll give it to you again just in case. It's 743-219-186.
2.
Can I have extension 2173, please?
The line's busy at the moment. Would you like to hold?
Yes, please.
I'm putting you through now.
Thank you.
3.
Could I speak to Alison Short?
I'm afraid she isn't at her desk at the moment. Do you want to hold?
No, don't worry. I'll phone back later.
4.
Can I speak to Terence Cameron, please?
Speaking.
Ah, Mr. Cameron, this is Holly Lucas. I'm phoning about a letter I got this morning.
5.
Hello, this is Incom International. There's no one here to take your call at the moment. Please leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.